to Sunset Boulevard now in the studios of Diane Warren. She's been called the high priestess of heartbreak and the human jukebox, accolades for someone who may be the most prolific, successful contemporary songwriter in Hollywood. She's written hits for artists who range from Roy Orbison to Ziggy Marley, NSYNC to Meatloaf, Eric Clapton and Mary J. Blige to Michael Bolton, Celine Dion, and, oh yeah, Milli Vanilli. Real Songs, Diane Warren's publishing company, is, not surprisingly, the most successful female-owned and operated company in the music business. Her most recent hit is the theme for American Gangster, the new film American Gangster, Do You Feel Me?, sung by Anthony Hamilton. So we're at the Real Songs Studios with Diane Warren. Thanks so much for inviting us here.
Oh, thanks for coming.
How do you write for so many different voices?
I don't know. Maybe I'm schizophrenic.
I guess that's one way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, I hear voices in my head, and I hear voices when I'm writing songs.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I'm writing a song, and I'm not maybe tailoring it to one person, but I'm kind of hearing the kind of voice it could be, you know what I mean?
What comes first, the idea for the song or the invitation from someone well-known for you to write a song for them?
Isn't there a famous Sammy Kahn line about that? They asked him that question, he said phone call, you know? But me, I'm always writing a song. I'm not waiting for anybody.
So many of your songs, almost all of your hits are about love.
Love songs work.
What do you have to know about love to write love songs?
You have to know about heartbreak. I know about heartbreak. I mean, I haven't necessarily been in love like most people have.
You've never been in love?
I don't know if I've ever been in love the way my songs are. You know what I mean? I don't know if I want to stay awake just to hear someone breathing. So, not that kind of love.
Who's particularly fun to write for?
God, I've written for so many great singers, so it's hard to pick one.
You know? Well, pick three.
Pick three? As far as, like, great vocalists, you know, or just that were just
where
fun
your
to
partnership
work with.
Results in a song you really like.
Like Steven Tyler, Aerosmith. That was a really fun experience. It was great. You know, Whitney Houston. You know, I'm excited about Anthony Hamilton because he was a new type of artist for me.
This most recent song, American Gangster.
It was a cool kind of movie for me. It wasn't the big love ballad. It was kind of a gritty, kind of 70s-inspired soul song.
Can we hear a little?
Sure.
That's a good song.
I think so, too.
We're lucky enough to be sitting here in your studios and offices, and we've met your cat, new kitten.
Mouse.
Mouse.
Mouse isn't a kitten. Mouse is a year old.
Okay.
Very interesting cat that thinks she's a dog with the name Mouse.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but you've got a wall here where there's just stuff pinned up to amuse the staff.
Yeah, there's. I'm glad you're not filming it.
Well, some of it we just. It's to amuse the staff. It's personal. Yeah. But there's an old newspaper clip.
Was a runaway?
14-year-old girl who ran away from
home.
See
it right there. Yeah, that's a real news clip. Yes.
That 14-year-old girl is...
Is me.
What happened?
What happened? Oh, well, I ran away from home for a couple of weeks and came back because I missed my cat. To be honest with you, you know. I just, you know, as I was a kid that got in some trouble, and music really saved me, you know. So here I am. Who would have thought? That girl on that news clipping. Because, you know, it could have gone the other way. You know, it could have gone, who knows, you know. If it wasn't for music, I don't think I'd be in such good shape.
What if it turns out that at the end of all this, the great love affair of your life was with love songs?
With music, yeah, that's quite possible. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I love music. Mm-hmm. That even if I fell in love with somebody, that, you know, that's going to be my...
Oh, still,
it's
yeah.
not going to be as important as music. Music's my first love. It always will be.
So nice talking to you.
Really, great talking to you as well.
Diane Warren, speaking from her studio's Real Songs on Sunset Boulevard. You can find thousands of stories, by the way, and interviews about music, hundreds of hours of original music performances at NPR's new music website. You can find it at npr.org/music.
Thank you. Bye. I'm Diane. Was I supposed to say that?
You can say it, Edie.
Oh, God, I don't know what I'm supposed
to do. Your studio. Say anything you want.
That was a lot of fun, Scott. Thanks for coming.